Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're going to talk about something that we all have. Yeah. We're going to talk about something that we all use. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about something that is killing us from the inside out. We're going to talk about social media. All right. Now, we all use... What am I doing? Hold on. Blue dream. Anyways, social media... The reason why social media began, I began with MySpace. Oh, yeah. Well, honestly, you know what? Let's take it before MySpace, because we all had AIM, Yahoo. Remember that? Remember that, stoners? That was the beginning of it, of social media. You know what I'm saying, stoners? You get your AIM, you get in front of your computer, you got like 7 or 8 goddamn boxes talking to 9 people at once. You dig what I'm trying to tell you? BRB, you know what I'm saying? That you fall asleep at your computer desk because you're talking to people all day instead of just going outside and seeing them. Yeah, stoners, that's where it began. You know who looked at that and said, oh, wow. Well, actually, the creators of this website called Friendster became a very popular website. And then Tom, the creator of MySpace, seen that and said, hey, I can do one better. And he did. MySpace is the beginning for this generation, for my generation, between the ages of 24 and 35. My generation remembers MySpace as the first social media, stoners. Okay? And because it kept us all in touch with each other. That's why social media began. It was a way to get in touch and keep in touch. It was a way to stay included and a way to keep people excluded. Huh? So MySpace created that for you. You go on your page, you can decorate your page. You can put music on your page, music for download, music just for listening. Hell, if you really think about it, MySpace was inadvertently teaching us how to code, because we had to do the backgrounds ourselves through coding. Okay, stoners, like MySpace was, and to be honest with you, sidebar, I think MySpace is still, the MySpace I grew up on was still, it's still better than Facebook, because you could do so much more. And I think if they would have just kept it going and just tried to actually fight instead of conceding to Facebook, they probably could have made a rival, because like, I stayed on MySpace to the very last end, to like literally all the online people was just like, you know, oh, this girl's new live girls and all that good stuff. I was like, okay, I need to get off of this. You dig? But anyways, social media was created to keep us connected, stoners. Yeah, man. But that's what they want us to think. See how I just switched it up on you? Because that's what they want us to think, stoners. I'll tell you exactly why social media was created, why you have a Snapchat, why you have an Instagram, why you have a Facebook, why you have a Tumblr, why you have a Twitter, why you have all these other apps and so and forms of social media, because everybody wants an audience. Nobody wants to be in the audience watching the star. Everybody wants to be a star. Everybody wants to perform and have fans and have people look at them. And most importantly, everybody wants a lane to make money by doing what they love to do. Even if it is just wilding out in the streets. You a wild dude, but you can make money with that now. Look at Boot Gang. Huh? Just wilding in the streets and now he making money. Listen, stoners. That's why it was created. The market screamed for attention. So the creators of said market said, okay, here, perform every and anything for everybody. And that's why we have social media. And that's why it's killing us from the inside out, stoners. Of course. Think about this. Not too long ago, the phone, when I grew up, the cell phone or just the phone was not important. It wasn't. Mm-mm. Even when people started getting touchscreen phones and all that good stuff, I'm not even talking about the 90s. I'm talking about early 2000s, 2000 before Katrina, 2003, 2004, 2005, when you got to call me after 7 when I got free minutes. I call me after 9, depending on whichever person you was with, when I got free minutes. I'm talking about those times when the phone was still popular. To have the new phone was the shit, but having a phone was not as important as it is now. I know some people that literally will lose their mind, stoners, if they can't find, if their phone rings, they have to get to it. They have voicemail. Now every phone has, you have a missed call from, it tells you when they call, what date they called, and how long they left, and if they left a voicemail. And oh, lo and behold, we have text. But if your phone rings, stoners, oh yeah, they're running to it. Oh my God. You know, that's anxiety at its best. That's when you don't have control over it. It has control over you, because you come when it's when it beckons you. Ding, coming. Yes, stoners. I tell you what else social media is starting to do. Social media is starting to destroy the family. Huh? The family that grew up in trials and tribulations and learn how to make it through things with each other, not worrying about what the outside world thinks or what the outside world has to offer. That family is gone, because now for some reason, everybody chooses to put their pain, their trials and tribulations, and everything else wrong in their lives and vent it out on Facebook for the world to see, not knowing there are people in the world that feed off that negativity. When you speak ill about your baby's mother because she made you mad. When you speak ill about your baby's father because he made you mad. When you speak ill about a friend because they made you mad. When you speak ill about a family member because they made you mad. Oh my God. Guess what happens when you get mad? You also get over it, because mad is never forever. Sad is never forever. We all strive for happiness. That's why that's the only thing in life that actually lasts, if you follow the rules of it. Listen, stoners, I'm not trying to preach to you. I'm just trying to tell you what it is. Yes, I have a, I say at the end of every single one of my podcast, stoners, I say, please follow me on all my social medias. I say that, you know, but that's a part of my marketing. That's a part of getting me better. You know, but I'm working from within the system. If Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook ended today, I will still be doing my podcast. If you consider podcasts a form of social media, guess what? I still do videos. If you consider YouTube a form of social media also, then guess what happens? I can shop all of my actual talent of entertaining. I can actually shop it to these big networks. But because of social media, I can actually do everything myself and not have to worry about that man or that woman or this person. All I have to worry about is me. That's why I utilize social media, because it gives me control. But now social media breaks up the family, because, and I'll give you another reason why it breaks up the family, stoners. A girl, let's just say a girl or a dude. I only say in girl terms because I am a guy, so it just naturally, inherently, I oppose the opposition, if you will. But girl or man, you know, it doesn't really matter. You get on social media, you get 100 followers, 200, 300, 400, 500. Oh, snaps, you made it to 1,000. All of a sudden, your pictures are getting no less than 50 likes. You drop you a thought thirst picture, a TTP, if you will. All of a sudden, that get 100 and something likes. All of a sudden, your DMs start popping. Now, the people who are actually in your life are starting to mean less, because the attention you did not expect to get, now you're getting, and now that attention means more. That falls back into the 80-20 rule, stoners. Shout out Tyler Perry. It's the 80-20 rules. You're not worried about the 80% you're getting at home or from your friends and family in the streets. No, stoners, what you're doing, you're worried about that 20% you're getting from people who you may never meet, or you will break your neck or go out of your way to meet. Burn your gas, waste your money, all to go meet this one person, have some meaningless sex, and make your life a living hell. Huh, stoners? I mean, if I'm lying, tell me I'm lying. Social media has given us this false barrier of protection where, like, nothing bad can happen to us because we get likes, comments, and shares. And that's how the market and corporate America has you cornered. Every time something bad happens, a new app comes out. Every time a tragedy happens, some new social media, some new something on social media starts blowing up. Because where's everybody? They're on social media. You know, if I don't want you to be looking at this, I'll put something new and shiny in a place where everybody already is. That's that 20%. You're not worried about the 80% about what's going on. We good. Anyways, that's my point I'm trying to make, stoners. I apologize about that. But that's the point I am trying to make, stoners, that we all can utilize Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, anything you have, you can utilize it, but don't let it utilize you. When you find yourself saying, I need to post a picture, man, I gotta post a picture. I haven't posted in a while. So what? Even Will Smith has noticed it, and that's why he conformed his entertainment from the big screen to your phone screen. That's why you're getting, because he know the audience is not in Hollywood anymore. They're not trying to beat down my door to come find out what's going on with me. I either go to them or they don't care. So now you're seeing him on all the blogs. Now you're seeing him everywhere. On all the Instagrams and Snapchats. He got his Twitter popping. He's doing his thing. Dropping little quotes, dropping little life hints on you. That's all I'm saying, stoners. Everybody realizes what it is. It's all about how you utilize it. Don't let it utilize you. Don't let it break up your family. Don't let it give you the false illusion of protection that no matter how many good people come in your life, because they stray maybe even a little bit, you'll be okay because you got social media, not knowing how really alone you actually are in the world. Honestly, take your phone away for a day. For one day, take your phone away. How many people show up at your house to make sure you're okay? Just pop up. Whoa, what up, baby? Got some beer here, man. Let's watch the game or something. How many people you know pop up? Got some bud, my dog. How you doing today? What's going down with you? How many people can you just pop up at their house? Be like, whoa, what's going on with your buddy? But oh man, you should hit me up on the gram. I didn't even know you was coming. You ain't see my gram? I'm all out and da 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 da. How many people can you still have a relationship with without your phone, stoners? Talk to me, please. I've asked myself that question. I have two friends I can actually be friends with without my phone and social media, because I pop up on him every now and again, and every now and again they pop up on me just to say, hey, what's popping? And because we know each other so well and we do it so often, it's not like he gonna pop up at any time that's really down bad. He's not gonna pop up when me and my girl having sex. He's not gonna pop up when I'm trying to have family time. He's not gonna pop up when I really just want some alone time, because he knows me so well and we've been popping up on each other and doing this so much is that it just comes second nature. I'm about to go by my nigga dip house. Nah, it's like 8. It's like 8 o'clock. Nah, I ain't gonna fuck with it. He probably chilling right now. You know, that type of party. You heard, man? Yeah, stoners. Social media gives you this illusion of protection that we all need to shed. You are vulnerable. You can be stressed out. You are not blessed. You did not wake up like that. And that's okay. All of that's okay, because none of that lasts. Social media wants you to fixate and be content with moments. Moments never last. They want you not to worry about the outside world and worry about what's going on in this world, because that's what lasts. Focus on what lasts for 15 seconds to a minute, but don't worry about what lasts for the rest of your life. That's what social media gives us, the illusion of protection, that we are protected, that we can fall in love and fall. We can fall in love and then lose our spouse. But then the very next week, we're okay. That's an illusion. That's an illusion, because you're still hurt. You're still talking. You still want to know what he's doing. He still want to know what you're doing. There's still something there. And because of social media, you can't get to the point of trying to fix what you just broke, because social media gives you the illusion that you're okay without whatever you just lost. Because I got way more for you. Look in your DMs. Look at your likes. Look at your retweets. You'll be fine without the person who's been there for you. You can crack, you drop and crack your phone, you lose every follower and every person you know until you get a new phone. You fall and I crack you, your heart, I can pick you back up and mend it at that very moment. We all should choose people before social medias. And let's alleviate this false illusion that social media has given us. Thank you, stoners. And as always, stoners unite.